Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email. What was that noise? Was that you? Yeah. That's what that was. Email, you can send it to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. You can also go to Twitter and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
You're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog. Okay. Next segment, we're going to play our interview with Chef Jason and Chef Joe. They are from the restaurant Katsuya. Katsuya. You like that? Katsuya. Katsuya.
Katsuya.
Katsuya. They came in for San Diego Restaurant Week. Why? Because we're blessed to have them. Because anytime somebody comes in for San Diego Restaurant Week, guess what they do, folks? Guess what they do?
I'm going to guess they read us a novel.
How did you know that?
Well, yeah.
They bring food! And what's good about that is different food, different kinds of food. Now, last time we did this, the very beginning of the show, we did this. We had five people in a row. By the time we were out of there, I was going to food therapy because that was just like massively crazy. You know, the wife's going, "What's up?" Like, nothing.
Not going to be quite as intense this week.
Yeah, it's not going to be as intense. So anyway, we're going to play that interview. They did a really good job, and Brianna was there, the person that helped them from a marketing point of view, and she connected with Susie, and Susie connected with us, and so we got the whole thing. So we're going to talk to them. That's really cool. And then we're going to be talking about, in the interview, San Diego Restaurant Week, which is running basically September 15th through September 20th. So it's kind of nice for people that like to eat out. This is a great week to eat out. If you like to eat out, this is a great week to do it. If you don't like to eat out, this is a great week to break that tradition and just eat out. So either way, it's a great week. Hey, you like that? It's a great week either way. A couple things. You probably did not hear this in the news. I'm going to say you didn't hear this in the news, my friend. I believe you did not hear this in the news. A Russian team has offered Tim Tebow $1 million to play two games. The the Moscow Black Storm has offered Tim Tebow $1 million. That's the one thing you got to say is if the sports are done right, nobody cares, the politics change, and everybody has a different attitude and blah, blah, blah. And you know what I'm saying? You kind of do a different. Hey, they're offering him $1 million, $500,000 a game. I promise you, if they get Tim Tebow over there and he plays those two games, the television rights and the ticket sales will far exceed the $1 million they pay that guy. I mean, that would be a good investment on their part. No question about it. I mean, there'd be no question. So I think it's kind of interesting because, you know, the big thing he's done in the NFL that nobody else has seemed to be able to do is he went to New York and he went to New England and he went to Denver and he didn't end up sleeping with prostitutes, shooting anybody, or end up in jail. It's amazing. You know, they give him a hard time. Why? You know what? He's not the best quarterback in the world. But he's a really good guy and fun to watch. That's good enough right there. I mean, there's a lot of actors that are not the best actors in the world, but they're fun to watch. A good example is Mel Brooks. Not the best actor. Funny?
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Well, he's actually a pretty good actor. But I mean, you know, with Mel Brooks, you know, Spaceballs, when he did, it wasn't Yoda, it was the other guy.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. The best line of that movie. Why are you doing that? Why? Merchandising. It's like the best line. If you don't get that joke, you don't have very many Jewish friends. That's all I can say. You should have more Jewish friends. They'll teach you. All right. So anyway, I think you should go. $1 million. Go to Russia. As long as it's secured and everything's okay there. I think there's nothing wrong with it. Another thing on football that I thought I'd bring up. There's an atheist group. What is with the atheists?
Yogurt, what is this place? What is it that you do here? Merchandising.
Love it.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come,
I'll show you. Open up this door.
So there's an atheist group. Now, here's the thing I think that's going on with the atheists right now. I don't think they're emboldened. I think they're bored. Because they don't have God in their lives, they have nothing to do. It's not only that they go to church, there's nothing to do. I mean, it's like you would just wish, well, look, if you don't believe in God and you don't want to believe in God, then sit down and shut up and play with your Legos. What's the big deal? But these guys, a group in Wisconsin, now tell me how this applies. A Wisconsin-based secular group has sent a letter to the Tennessee School District arguing that student-led prayer before high school football games is unconstitutional. Here's my first comment. Why does a group in Wisconsin care about a high school football game in Tennessee? Are you telling me that in Wisconsin there's a big betting system for high school football in Tennessee? No. Then why do they care? What is the point? This is not the what's taking place in Tennessee has zero infringement on the people in Wisconsin. Zero. In fact, they should just be happy that they got the Green Bay Packers and be quiet because, you know, Green Bay is a good team.
I think it's just a simple matter of they want to have everybody's freedoms taken away to where they have to believe just like they do.
Well, here's the thing that doesn't make any sense. They don't live in Tennessee. They're not under any compulsion to respect. And even so, student-led prayer before a high school game is voluntary, not mandatory, and it's student-led. What possible concern can a Wisconsin-based secular group have with this? So here's what I say. I got a couple of new sayings. These are good ones. Ready? Back to the dust with thee. Like that? That's nice. Back to the dust with thee. That's what I'm looking for the Lord. Is that a good one? Back to the dust
with
thee. Okay. Back to the dust with thee. There's no infringement on anybody in this filing. It's ridiculous. Why? These guys are bored to death. And they said, we got to do something. We got to fight about something. Here's an idea. Why don't you do this in Wisconsin? Why don't you fight for making jobs? Why don't you fight for people's freedoms to be able to express what they want? Better yet, why don't you just move to San Francisco and get it over with? Just get there. Get there already. Be done with it, for crying out loud. Go to the land of the fruits and the nuts, please. For crying out loud. Dave, you can't talk about San Francisco that way. Yay. You know what the title of this show is? The David Spoon Experience. Therefore, I can.
No!
There you go. Okay, so anyway, I just don't understand why the atheists are so upset. And I think because they don't have the Lord, and they don't want the Lord, and they're in the group that says denying God is the disillusionment. It's the delusion of the damned. Denying God is the delusion of the damned. You can't change that. That's a fact of life. Sorry, people. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, 11, and 12. You'll see it says exactly that. Denying God is the delusion of the damned. And here's my response. I'm sorry God didn't pick you. Better luck next time. Although there's not a next time because it's appointed a man once to die and then the judgment. So there is no next time. Oh, well. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, let's talk food. What a great subject.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The Susan G. Komen San Diego Race for the Cure is November 3rd. With nearly $2 million helping local women, no other 5K makes the same local impact on breast cancer. When you race, you help a local uninsured woman and family. Join the movement. Register today. KomenSanDiego.org.
Kevin Davis here, and my friend Tracy from Monte Vista Village has some great news for my KPRZ listeners.
I just want to remind your listeners that we still have our move-in specials going on, and one of the options has a savings of $7,000 to $10,000. So if you've been thinking of coming to Monte Vista Village, this is a great time to do it. And you know, if you've been waiting for that real estate market to improve, this is a wonderful time to sell. Our realtor sold one house in a week and a half and a condo in 2 days. So this is the opportunity a lot of homeowners have been waiting for. You know, interest rates are low and for the buyers, and home prices are up for the sellers. As a reminder, here at Monte Vista Village, we take care of the daily chores for you. We do the cooking, driving, housekeeping, and laundry, so you can spend your time enjoying the wide variety of activities available. So come and join me for lunch and see what your life could be like. I can be reached at 619-465-1331.
Get the most out of the next great stage of your life at Monte Vista Village, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement. Jason Barth with Park Place Funding is offering KPRZ listeners 3.5% APR at no cost. Let him meet with you and show you how he can get you 3.5% at no cost. Call 949-282-8428. 949-282-8428. It only takes a few minutes to see if you qualify. But don't wait, this offer won't last. Call Jason at 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can go to parkplacefunding.net. And don't forget to ask for Jason. Plus, right now, every loan done through Jason at Park Place Funding, Jason will turn around and supply a backpack to a homeless child in Southern California through Feed the Children. Call Jason with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. Park Place Funding is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862.
Noticed how ants and other insects like to set up picnics in your home when it gets hot outside? This is Sue Freeze from Ecola. When the heat goes up, creepy, crawly, and flying things like to cool down. In your home, ants, spiders, and a lot of other insects will start appearing, and that's unsettling. You might even discover nests of bees or wasps in your attic. But here at Ecola, our expert, experienced technicians know how to get rid of any and all unwelcomed intruders, even critters like mice and rats. So before they start to picnic in your pantry, call us for a free estimate or inspection at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. We use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods to get rid of creepy, crawly, and flying house guests. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt. Have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it. Eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana. Have a whole. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. You got to stay current, people. Got to stay current. Okay, also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. This segment brought to us by our good friend Brian Holland and Zero Res. Now, I've told you several times before, I don't need to make a big deal about it. Zero Res came to my house. I had a stain on my carpet the size of Texas. Okay, yes, I spilled the Crystal Light, but I'm not taking responsibility. Thank you. Anyway, so they came and they made it disappear to like Rhode Island, and then they actually it disappeared to like one of the islands in Hawaii, and now I think it's just like some kind of liberalism that's gone off the deep end because I can't see it anymore. So I don't know what to say about that. Anyway, the bottom line is Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. It's water that's empowered. Hey, that's cool. They don't use chemicals. It's safe for kids, safe for pets, safe for allergy users. And the big deal is that all the techs are prompt, polite, and professional. When I talked to those guys, they knew exactly what was going on. They were not wet and jet carpet people, if you get my drift. Quality type people, quality type service, quality product is what they're offering. All you got to do is call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Or go to Zero Res San Diego. That's ZeroResSanDiego.com. And if you do that, you can order directly online. They're running another special, so you got to get there right away to get the best possible special that you can get. Cool. All right. With me in studio, because this week, for those that don't remember what we did about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, maybe 8 months ago, this week is San Diego Restaurant Week, September 15th through September 20th, with over 200 restaurants in San Diego. If you go out to eat at all, this has to be your favorite week. Right here. You're in it. That and, of course, preseason hockey starting, so that's kind of cool, too. Okay, so with me today, I have Chef Jason and Chef Joe. And, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thanks for having us.
Do me a favor. Just get a little bit closer on that mic. That'll work out great. And you guys are from Katsuya. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, now talk to me about Katsuya. Tell me, what kind of restaurant is this?
Well, we are a kind of more of an upscale restaurant that we try to bring in for San Diego. That we changed our menu a little bit, we lowered it, we made a little bit more of a warmer feel to the restaurant so that, you know, you could just come in some flip-flops and some shorts and sit at our bar or, you know, have a good bite to eat. We got a good happy hour and everything. And so we're just trying to really bring that L.A. kind of thing down here, but then keep it San Diego.
Right. So you guys, you did a launch, and then once you did the launch, you kind of got a feel for the community, and you're like, okay,
right.
Okay, here's the way to do this. We're going to do a kind of a soft relaunch approach, mm-hmm. and then you're going to kind of scale it back to where it's more fitting into San Diego, a little bit less, which people in San Diego are like going, yeah, we live down here. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, you see LA, it's one thing. You see San Diego, it's another. I live in San Diego. I think that explains it all. Okay. All right. So talk to me a little bit, Joe, about some of the menu items that you brought. Now, you've got an array of food right here, and it's just everything I can do not to just grab it right in front of you and eat like a Papa Bear. You know, ha, ha. But talk to me about the food. Talk about the food you've made.
Well, for our venue, we are doing a $35 meal course. It's in a bento box and has four different items. We have from Land and Sea. We also have toban with sautéed mushrooms underneath. We also have crispy Brussels, striped bays, and some a la carte sushi with some rolls. We also have a little bit of ribotta, which features tomato bacon, Wagyu skirt steak skewer, and a sukuni meatball, which is a chicken meatball.
Okay, that's a lot to say. Don't worry.
Yeah,
put it all together like, wow. Okay, so here's the deal. At Katsuya, there's a couple of things I want to talk about to make sure everybody makes these connections. First of all, their phone number, 619-814-2000. Is that correct, gentlemen? Is that the right number?
That is correct.
That's a good guess, isn't it? Now, if I can only do that with some other things. Okay, 619-814-2000. You guys also have a website, right? You have a website you're using now or a kind of a brochure site, or are you doing more stuff off the San Diego restaurant week site? I mean, are you guys doing that?
Own website.
Okay, so you got your own website. I think that's the sbe.com/katsuya/san-diego, right? You got to get a simpler URL. It's like, that's long. That's long. Yeah. Here's the idea. You go into Google, you type in Katsuya San Diego, you can find it. Plus, the other thing to do is go to sandiegorestaurantweek.com, and you can find information on the restaurant there as well. Now, that's everybody can remember San Diego Restaurant Week. I mean, that's what most people do. And now you guys are doing, so you're doing a participation with the 200 restaurants. Your deal is $35 for a box. Is it $30? It's $30.
$30.
You just saved $5, ladies and gentlemen.
Scaled it back.
Just right here on listening to the David Spoon Experience, we just saved you $5. You can take that $5 and tip your waitress or tip your waiter, whatever the case may be. That's what you want to do. So at $30, it's a box. It's full of food. It's got, I mean, it's a tremendous value. And here's the thing. You like Japanese food? Who doesn't like Japanese food? What are you talking about? They have re-engineered their own menu to make it awesome, to make it more San Diego-ish. Is that kind of like the, how you say
it? I would say
it?
That's correct.
That's a good way to say it. And then for you to enjoy it, and they're all participating. You guys are doing this from the 15th to the 20th is the whole process. So today being that the 16th, yes, get there today.
Gotta get there.
They're not required, as I understand it, to have any kind of coupon or anything, but reservations are suggested because of the popularity of what's taking place. All right, so you guys, is this the first time you've done the San Diego Restaurant Week participation? Or is it the second time, third time you've done it before?
Well, it's the second time, but we've only been in San Diego for right about a year and a half, maybe a little bit longer. So.
Yeah, so you're still new, just getting connecting to the community, right?
Right.
Okay, so here's the question. This is what I ask all the guys and all the gals who come in here, because this is the fun part. How did you guys get into food? What did you do, Joe, that said, man, I want to cook. I mean, I can't even do a Pop-Tart. So, I mean, you got to help me.
Well, I kind of started at the ripe age of 16, and I loved art. So I figured I couldn't make a career with art because there's so many starving artists out there, no pun intended. But I figured being creative with food because of the colors, textures, it's just another canvas to work with.
Wow, that's cool. I like that. That's a cool way to do that.
Yeah.
And not only that, but if you're going to be an artist and you're going to be a chef, the best part about it is you're not going to starve being a chef artist, right?
Definitely not. You would hope.
I mean, that would be like, come
eat
on.
Eat your mistakes.
Yeah, that's the... That's right. You do it perfectly, and then at the very end, you go, oops, you know, got to eat it. I'm sorry. All right, so Jason, how did you get involved? What brought you into the food industry?
You know, honestly, I fell into it like a bear trap, and I just never got out. It was more just... I needed a job, you know, I had to pay rent and I needed something. A friend of mine got me into it, and then I just kind of took off from there. And really, I felt like I picked it up really well. And after seeing other and meeting other chefs and seeing what they're about, I got more and more into it. Then I started, you know, kind of just, you know, studying on my own, learning things and just watching. You know, I worked for free at a bunch of restaurants just to see what they could do and try to just pick up on it, you know. And I felt like I got a good stance on things, and it brought me around places, you know, and it was just, it was comfortable for me, you know, growing up in a family where we cooked every single day. It was just natural, you know. I mean, I love to eat. I mean, who doesn't love to eat?
Have you guys been working together for the whole time, or is this more of a recent connection to the partnership that you guys are working together?
It's fairly new.
It's fairly new. Yeah. How's it going?
It's very new. It's awesome.
I consider him my partner in crime.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely good. I mean, that's a good thing. If you're good, but that's good. You guys are already hooking. You're already connecting.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
awesome. Good job, guys. That's very cool. All right, so we've got the different points of contact. I want to make sure everybody understands that. Number one, if you want to track down the restaurant individually, just type in Katsuya, which is Katsuya, and just type that in with the word San Diego. That's a good idea. And then the website's going to pop up in Google. Additionally, you can go to sandiegorestaurantweek.com. Additionally, you can go to kprz.com to get to sandiegorestaurantweek.com to get to Katsuya. So you can get there like three different ways. So that part's easy. Phone number 619-814-2000. What a great phone number. 619-814-2000. Even I can remember that. Participating, the deal is $30 for the bento box, which has got a ton of food in it. So, I mean, that's a smoking deal that you guys are offering. So, that's pretty good. I really like that. And then additionally, not just for San Diego Restaurant Week, but as a restaurant, if you're looking for a Japanese restaurant that understands it needs to connect to the community. Because, you know, I've been to some restaurants, Japanese restaurants, they don't get it. And you can tell they don't get it. So I'm kind of glad I'm hearing you guys say, you know, we went through this, we learned, we adapted, we're coming back, we're kind of taking a fresh approach.
That's a
great way
to
do it. Yeah, that's good. I like that. That's the way to think it through. That's how you get that taken care of. All the things that you want to know right there, only it's not $35. It's $30. That $5 you just saved, waitress, waiter, that's what you do. You take care of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us during this segment. Guys, you did a great job.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I'm not telling you what I'm doing. That's part of the fun. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash? Or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
We joined MediShare back when I lost my job that provided family health coverage. We really liked the biblical approach of Christians sharing each other's medical bills, not to mention the cost savings. Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, just a year after it took my dad. Needless to say, I was scared. I was so thankful for the way MediShare guided me through every step, choosing treatment, finding a doctor, and its members sharing all my medical bills. Over $72,000 so far. We would have had to sell our home. For us, MediShare has been a godsend.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We've got a very short segment right now, so I just want to say the segment coming up right after this. Have you ever heard of the word irritating? You ever heard of that word irritating?
Synonym, government.
You know what it stands for?
What?
It stands for the tating of the ears. Irritating. And we're going to be doing some things that are talking about some things that are irritating, which means that your ears are going to be tating because your ear is going to really feel the irritation of the tating. It'll be irritating. So before we get there, though, I did want to say this, and I am sorry I missed this. I apologize to the audience. I forgot to tell you that, again, today is a massive date celebration day, just like it was that other day. You remember it was on the 13th that had all those different holidays? Listen to this. Tell me what you think of this. This is true, right here in my hand, so I only got a minute to do this. It's a massive date celebration day. What that means is there's all these different holidays. On September 16th, this day is also known as Collect Rocks Day. Collect Rocks Day. It is also known as Step Family Day. Although I'm not sure where that came from, it's known as Step Family Day. It's also known as the Mayflower Day. It's also known as the Mexican Independence Day. Hold on. It's also known as Working Parents Day, which I think most people can apply with. And then it's also National Play-Doh Day. You think we got too many holidays? You think that's possible? Right? Rocks Day, Step Family Day, Mayflower Day, Mexican Independence Day, Working Parents Day, and National Play-Doh Day. An important thing, Jim Bottomley of St. Louis Cardinals on this date, 12 runs in a single game he drove in.
Wow.
That's the most ever. She Loves You by the Beatles was released for the first time. Nobody's that's okay. General Motors was founded today by W.C. Durant. Massachusetts Village of Shamoot changed its name to Boston because nobody could spell Shamoot. So they went with Boston. I don't know. And this is also the anniversary of the first baboon heart to be transplanted into a person. That's kind of weird. And then last but not least, well, maybe it is least. That could be least. Andy Griffith Show was seen for the final time, and boxer Sugar Ray Leonard, at the age of 25, knocked out Thomas Hitman Hearns on this day in history in 1981. You know, I just cover the whole thing, right? You just cover all of it? That's life. But now, my friend, I gotta go. And when we come back, I promise you, tating of the years, or irritating. Yeah, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Yesterday, yeah, it's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loved you, and you know that can't be bad.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today to ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Grace Trey aspires to more than just singing at her church.
I ask you to play it, and you still just do your own thing.
I have my own style.
Every time we talk, it's a battle.
But when you chase your dream...
What do you want, Grace?
I
want
to blow people away with my music.
You sometimes have to choose between what you want...
I was born for this.
...and who you really are.
I don't think your problems are just with your dad. I think maybe you're fighting God. Just stop running.
Sometimes chasing your dreams leads you right to where you belong. Grace Unplugged, starring A.J. Menasca, James Denton, Kevin Pollak, Jamie Grace, Chris Tomlin, and American Idol's Pia Toscano. Greg Smalley of Focus on the Family calls Grace Unplugged a moving and meaningful film that parents and teens should see together. Grace Unplugged, in theaters October 4th, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information available at graceunplugged.com.
Owners, you have to listen to this. We have exciting news for our four-legged wonderful friends. It's called Pet Refresh, a new patented revolutionary product that eliminates dog itching and odor. You heard it right. Eliminates dog itching and odor. Pet Refresh is so easy to use. You simply spray it on and the itching and smell are gone. It's not a masking agent or perfume, and it gets right to the root of the itching and odor, germs. It's safe and laboratory tested, and it works. It really works. And once your pet is odor-free, you can spray it all over your home and car to eliminate those odors. Go to buypetrefresh.com. That's B-U-Y petrefresh.com and see what this amazing product can do for your pet and your home. That's buypetrefresh.com. You won't regret it. Come here, buddy. I love you. Attaboy.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You'd like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliberroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
That's my handle. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Time for the tating of the ears.
If you don't know what irritating is, it doesn't have to do with irrigation, okay? Unless you want to talk about the fact that when you're done, you have to wash out your ears. Ah, that's funny, Dave. Thank you. Irritating means this. It means it's the tating of the ears. The ears get tated. And what's going to happen in this little segment here is you might get a little upset. So I want to forewarn people. I want to forewarn you. If you are driving, you're getting a warning right now on the radio. Is that that's okay to do, right?
What if you're running a radio show from 2 to 4 p.m. on 1210 a.m. KPRZ?
I'm warning you to stay buckled in your seat.
Oh.
I'm warning everybody to stay buckled in your seat. Let's start with the first thing, which leads us to the second thing, which then leads us to this. I don't believe it. That's what you're going to get led to. Gallup just released their poll on the trust and confidence in the federal government. Did you hear about this poll that was recently released?
Did not.
It is the most recent poll. Trust and confidence in the federal government is lower than during the Watergate period. Okay? When the president was directly involved in an espionage scenario, the confidence in our current federal government, House, Senate, and presidential, is lower now than during Watergate. Now, why do you think that is? Why could it be that people compared to 1974, why people now, so you got 84, 94, 04, 14, about 40 years ago, 39 years ago, why now are people less confident, less trusting, less believing, less hopeful of the federal government? Why is that the case? You want to know why it's the case, ladies and gentlemen? Because of stories like this. The United States Treasury. Now, do you know what the Treasury, Treasury is? That's not where they put all the fancy paintings, okay? Because it's a treasure. And it's not like when your grandma grabbed your cheek and squished it and goes, oh, what a treasure. That's not what that is. The Treasury is essentially part of our government that does two major things. Adds and subtracts. Not a complex issue, pretty much what we're all involved with every day. Well, here's an amazing thing that took place in our government just in this last week, ladies and gentlemen. Literally 7 days ago. The debt in our government went up you're not going to believe this. Zero. Our debt rose zero. According to the Treasury Department, the debt increase was zero. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the deficit was $146 billion. Now, just listen to what I'm saying. The Treasury said, it's a break-even month. The debt went up zero. The Congressional Budget Office, you know what their job is? Addition and subtraction. Same job, different angle, right? They said the deficit was $146 billion, which means that they're saying we took in $146 billion less than we spent just in this last month in August. So now let's just talk about this, folks. Let's do the real thing. This is when you sit down with Johnny and you say to Johnny, Johnny, when you're sitting in school and you throw little spitballs at little Penny or little Rachel, you're not being a good boy. You're not behaving. Bad boy. You need to do better. Ow, that hurts. Then behave yourself, young man. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Our own Treasury Department is Johnny throwing spitballs because somehow the Treasury Department lost an accounting of $146 billion. Now watch this. Because they don't want to admit that the deficit is growing, they are just saying for the second month in a row, the debt's up zero. The debt's up zero. Forget the fact that we're about to have a debt war and the ceiling issue is coming again for the debt ceiling, because if it's not going up, you don't have to raise the debt ceiling. The debt's not going up. We don't have any reason to do it, right? They're lying to you. Your federal government is lying, okay? You cannot call it anything else. They have a $146 billion deficit. One part of the government's going, no deficit here. Nope, no deficit here. Nothing here. Nothing sneaky over here. No Benghazi problems over here. Nothing going on. Everything's great. La, 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 la. At the same time, the Congressional Budget Office is going, dudes, we're $146 billion deeper in the hole than the month before. And the Treasury Department's going, no, we're not. And they're like, no, look, all the money that came in and all the money that goes out. And here's the funniest part. Every time it's for the administration, they all love the CBO, Congressional Budget Office. They think it's great. Every time it's against it, it's all Republicans. It's all Republicans. And here it is. Here it is. $146 billion is what they spent more than they had. Hey, wouldn't you like to be able to take your checking account right now and spend $146 billion more and then go, no, I didn't. That's exactly what they're doing. This is like a classic Steve Martin joke. You know what he did? Steve Martin does a perfect thing. He said, I didn't pay my taxes. I didn't pay my taxes for years and years. The government came knocking on my door. They said, why didn't you pay your taxes? He said, I forgot. That's it. Don't you get it? This is what they're doing. It's so classic. All they're saying is, no, it's zero. No, it's $146 billion less. No, it's zero. Well, it can't be zero because you didn't take in the same amount you spent. No, it's zero. There's nothing there. We didn't lose any money. See, here, we put a zero on this line. Therefore, it's zero. But you spent $146 billion more than you took in. Anybody who runs a checking book can tell. If you spend $146 more than you take in, you're negative. You're going the wrong direction. That didn't happen. We spent zero. How could you have spent zero? Because we put a zero on the line. You see where that little box is? We put a zero. You know what that reminds me of? Spinal Tap. That's what it reminds me of. Spinal Tap. Well, all amps are louder. Well, why are your amps louder? Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder. Do you not get what's going on here? They're lying to you. Do not be deceived. You know, at some point, Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 24, judge ye righteous judgment. The Treasury Department put a zero where they should have put $146 billion minus. And then they go, hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. The whole thing's good. It's great, man. It's all great. It's all great. You're sending us into financial ruin. It's absolutely impossible for the deficit to go up every single month, and then the Treasury Department says there's no debt increase. It's impossible. Then there should be no debt ceiling issue whatsoever. It's such a lie. And so all I want to say is that irritating or what? Have your ears been tated? They're lying to you.
Ready, aim, fire!
It's 11, so it goes louder, you see? So you go to 11, it's one more. And because it's 11, it's louder than all the other amps, really. I quit. You know what the problem is with math is they apparently don't know what it is. Forget, we've got to teach education. You guys got to learn pluses and minuses. You've got to be kidding me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we'll figure out ways to tell the government, I don't owe you anything. I put a zero there. We'll be right back.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me...
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Susan G. Komen San Diego Race for the Cure is November 3rd. With nearly $2 million helping local women, no other 5K makes the same local impact on breast cancer. When you race, you help a local uninsured woman and family. Join the movement. Register today, KomenSanDiego.org.
The church should be a place of healing and hope, but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Anne Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people, Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know. I've been both.
Anne Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Come on, kids! Do you want to count to 100?
Yeah!
Count, 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 count!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
10!
Welcome back!
Count
to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Here's what I have to say.
Oh, see, it's louder because it goes to 11. And see, 11 is louder than 10. So when they turn their amps up to 10, I turn mine up to 11. And so it's one louder. Get it?
Okay. Thank you very much. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. This segment brought to you by Eric Holloway and Excalibur Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from the Tower of Trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is offering the best possible roof in every situation. Here's the bottom line. They do new roof construction, old roof replacement, and repairs. Excalibur Roofing, that is who you want to call. 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803, or you can go to excaliberroofing.com. Do not forget, all their estimates are free. Do not forget, you can count on Eric Holloway and his crew to take care of you. They're good people. Okay. I don't really have time, per se, for the DDD I was going to do. I don't know. I don't see how that I was going to pull that together. So in lieu of that, that means for like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, I'm dancing. How much you want to bet I can come up with something good? How much money you want to bet me? How much you want to bet?
No, you're a talented individual. I bet you can.
Come on. All right. So here's the deal. I want to talk about the process of faith and the struggle of patience. Okay, now all of you out there who struggle with faith and patience, the best line you can give me is the same one I give myself. I don't have patience. I'm not a doctor. Okay, I get the joke. I tell the joke. But here's the problem. People will have faith, and they will have faith for a moment. And faith for a moment is important. It's not useless or anything by that in any stretch. But faith that is so weak that if the wind blows, it dumps is not the quality of faith you're looking for. When Jesus said you need to have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say, "Boy, Dave, that faith, it's so small." It is, but it is a pure little seed, isn't it? It's not a seed filled with a bunch of other stuff in it. Is it? And our faith needs to be, even if it's ever so small, real, genuine, pure. None of that, I believe, that's not really faith, is it? You have to believe. You have to maintain that belief. You have to hold that belief. The option for you and I is not to believe for a millisecond and then go, "Oh, look, there, I believed." That is not believing. Believing is saying, I believe it now, I believe it for then, I believe it for later, I believe God will take care of it, and even if I don't understand it, I'm going to believe that God is going to do it the best way that it can be done in my life because he loves me. Now that's faith. That's trust working with faith. Don't make the mistake of having a temporary faith and feeling like that temporary faith is a permanent solution. That is incorrect. Make sure that your faith is genuine. Make sure your faith is real. Make sure your faith is enduring. Make sure you have patience in your faith. Then you will see the rewards that come from that type of faith. Don't have a fake faith. And don't have a fleeting faith. Have an enduring, indestructible faith and watch the power of God move in your life, okay? Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, taking a 22-hour break, and then we're coming back for more insanity because it's fun. We'll see you then.
Life is a ball game being played each day.